The whole world supposedly is celebrating St. Valentine's Day. And they call it a celebration of love. Amen. And somebody asked me a question this evening. What I have to say concerning Valentine. St. Valentine. Somebody also sent me a text and said you want me to make a comment concerning St. Valentine. And I really wonder why we should be talking about Valentine in Christianity. St. Valentine has nothing to do with the Christian faith. The celebration of Valentine's Day is not recognized in Christianity. Amen. I repeat, in case you didn't hear me well. Christians don't celebrate Valentine. Hallelujah. Christians don't celebrate Valentine. It is a worldly celebration. It has nothing, no bearing, no relationship with Christianity. But even as I'm saying it now, there are Christians that celebrate it. When I say Christians, you know what I mean. There are people that believe they are Christians. Thank you. I think that's the terminology. They believe they are Christians, yet they celebrate Valentine. In fact, somebody sent me a text. And at the end, because it is 14 February, he put there, Happy Valentine's Day. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, the world is creeping into the church. Small, 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 small. And very soon, the whole world, the whole church will be taken over by nothing but worldliness. There are ministers that organize church service on St. Valentine's Day. There are churches that gathered single brothers and sisters to celebrate Saint Valentine. What is Valentine? Valentine is a young man, according to their story, that fell in love with a girl, and it was an offense to do that because such love affair was banished by the Roman Empire. And he was found guilty. And he was jailed, sentenced to death. But while at the death row, he still refused to denounce his love for that young girl. He continued to love that girl until just before they cut off, they beheaded him. The last letter he wrote was another love letter to that girl. And wrote in the closing address, he wrote there, Valentine. And today, the whole world looks at a man like that, that died holding on to his love for his girlfriend until he died loving her. He refused to renounce his love for her. And the world said, oh, what a wonderful love affair. A man demonstrated love so much. Can't you people see from Valentine and also demonstrate love? So the need for love, for hundreds of years now, they decided to set aside that February 14th as a day to remember Valentine and a day to offer love to one another. And the whole world accepted it. Muslims accepted it. Well, let me be fair to them, because I read in the news, in Saudi Arabia, they banned anything Valentine. I read it. They don't display anything in your shop called Valentine. Why? Because Valentine goes with immorality. Hallelujah. Valentine Day is a day that Satan has moved men to freely display immorality in the guise of displaying love. A preacher was asking me, a young man was asking me when he visited my house yesterday in the morning. He attends, you know, one of the Pentecostal churches. He got so worried that his church organized Valentine's service. And he said that day that his wife woke him and said, honey, won't you take me out? He said he asked her for what? He said, don't you know today is Valentine? He said he asked her, why today? Why not other days? What is special about this day? Did I marry you February 14th? And he said he got so disturbed because he knew something was wrong. But his geo organized Valentine service, where they will come and he will talk about love. Brethren, there is a story in the Bible. Hallelujah. Let us read it, Matthew 27, before we come to. Let's go to Matthew 27, before we come to John 15. I know it's a popular story, but let's just recap it. Matthew 27, let me read it. Now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they wound. And they had them a notable prisoner called who? What was his name? Barabbas. Are we reading together? Somebody shout Barabbas. Matthew 27, let me read it again from verse 15. Now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would, and they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Verse 17. Therefore, when they were gathered together, hallelujah, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will you that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, whither betwixt will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, let him be crucified. Let him be crucified. Two people before the crowd in Israel. A sinner. A notorious prisoner. A criminal. And an innocent man, Jesus. We are all locked in the prison. He asked them, as the culture is, choose among one of them who they should release to you. The other one will be killed. They said, give us Barabbas. give us Barabbas. A sinful man like Valentine. Standing before the whole world today, and a righteous man, Jesus Christ, is standing before the whole world. Choose one and crucify the other. The whole world has chosen Valentine. What of Jesus? Crucify him. Are they not crucifying him today? Hallelujah. It's always like that. John chapter 15, verse 13. That scripture says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Valentine did not die for that woman, no. His death did not make that woman anything better than she was, so. Valentine only died for his love for her. And his love for her, or hatred for her, or whatever he has towards her, can never affect that woman's life in any way. Because when he died, finish, the woman marry another man now. But here is a man. Hallelujah. Look. Valentine's story will have been interesting if his girlfriend was going to be killed and he said, instead of killing that girl, you kill me. Hallelujah. If Valentine had said, this girl is guilty, she should be killed, and then he came and said, oh yeah, instead of killing her, you kill me. It would have been so wonderful. Oh, that man, his picture would have been hanging even in my room. But this man just loved that woman and refused to stop loving her even to his point of death. But I keep repeating, he did not die for her. But here is a man that died for the whole world. The whole world was sentenced to death and is still sentenced to death. All of us are on our way going to hell. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he will not allow you go to hell, that he sent his only begotten son. He sent him to die for wretched sinners like you and me that had no hope. Send the Lord Jesus Christ, because we owe debts that we could not pay. He came and paid our debts. For the soul that sinner shall die. You and I were sentenced to die. But instead of us to die, he said, no, you will not die. I will die your death for you. Which love was that one on earth? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Compare these two. What is Valentine that the whole world is killing themselves over? Go to Beer Palace. Go to fast food joints. Go to nightclubs. Go to the beaches. Go to every immoral place. In the dark corners. Who are you seeing? Boys and girls, men and women, even including people's wives. What are they doing? Valentine. No revelated Christian will be involved in that nonsense. That's what you see in Matthew 26, verse 26. The sacrifice he offered for you. What is the sacrifice he offered? His body. His blood. By his stripes. Say he was wounded for our transgression. Isaiah 53. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Healed. In that scripture, in Matthew, if you read it from chapter 26, from verse 26, he break the bread and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." He took the cup after he supped. He said, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Therefore, what is the true celebration of love? At what point do Christians celebrate love? It's the communion service, brethren. The only celebration of love we know, practically, immediately that we know, is when we come before the Lord's table. That is Christian celebration of love. We did it on Sunday. What are we doing? As we come together, we are remembering what the Lord did for us through the cross of Calvary. Translated us from death to life. We that were in enmity with God, he reconciled us through the shedding of his blood. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. That's why he's referred to as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world in John chapter 1, verse 29. That's the only celebration, true celebration of love that we know of. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. As a man, the only man that laid down his life for his own. John chapter 10. See the way he put it again in John chapter 10. From verse 9. John chapter 10, verse 9. "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd." Hear what he says. "The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Ah. Verse 17. "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taking it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." It means he had the power to say, "No, I will not die again." But he willingly offered himself for you and for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Verse 6. Romans chapter 5. Let me read from verse 6. That scripture says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet, peradventure, for a good man, some will even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Ah! Verse 9. "Much more then, be not just wrought through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2 tells us Christ also has loved us. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2. Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. Oh, how will you meditate on some of these scriptures we are reading and many more scriptures and think of the great love that God has shown to mankind and ever share that glory in a celebration of love with a man, a sinner, Valentine? Christians, it's because you have not yet known the love of God. You have not yet understood what happened on the cross on Calvary. You don't even know who Jesus Christ is. That's why when Peter was answering him that question, he asked, he said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." He told him, "Upon this rock," which rock? The rock of revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Because Jesus Christ said, "Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am?" He said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." Which rock? The rock of revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Brethren, not too many people carrying Bible and going to churches know who Jesus is. A lot of you just see him as a healer, as a warrior, as Jehovah Jireh, the provider of all your needs. That's all. You have never taken time to understand what happened at the cross of Calvary. It is only people who sit down to meditate on what happened on Calvary that they can sing songs like Calvary, 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 I will not forget Calvary. For you to sing that type of song, that person looking at Calvary, he's not just singing Calvary because he was healed of a deadly sickness. It's more than that, brethren. It's more than that. We are reconciled to God today because of Jesus Christ. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have hope of entering heaven today because of Jesus Christ. Fear has left us today because of Jesus Christ. The power of sin in my life has been destroyed today because of Jesus Christ. I can talk today and heaven will hear me because of Jesus Christ. I am a son of God today because of Jesus Christ. Because one time I was a son of the devil. How has the death of Valentine affected you, brethren, sitting down here listening to me tonight? Tell me, brethren, sincerely, how has the death of Valentine affected anything concerning you today? Nothing, 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 nothing. Why then are you even mentioning Valentine? What has that got to do with you? Can Valentine love you more than your father love you? Who is Valentine? They rejected Jesus. They are looking for a replacement for Jesus. They know. It's nothing but Satan trying to take away the attention of people from the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing more than that. He's giving them a substitute for the real thing. That is what Satan specializes in. He specializes in giving substitute. He has substituted the true love of God for a worldly love. It's wrong, brethren. You want to know the meaning of love? Come to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, he's the Alpha and Omega. the beginning and the ending, the first and the last that pertaining to salvation. And he shouted in John 14 verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father through me. Except through me. Except through Jesus Christ. You can never get to God. He made a way for us to go to heaven. What did Valentine give you, brethren? Nothing. He saw a satanic device giving us a substitute for the real thing. Therefore, drop that nonsense. Drop that nonsense. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yet, to love is of God. We're supposed to learn something from the love of God through Jesus Christ. It's Him alone we learn from. Jesus Christ was asked, what is the greatest commandment? Two, He said. The first one is love. The love of God. Love God with all of your mind, the whole of your heart. He said the second one is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself. He said on these two commandments hang all other commandments. Love of God. Love of the brethren. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In 1 John chapter 4. Hallelujah. Yes. If you read it from verse 7, if we have time, let's try to read it. It's a popular scripture. We sing with it, but we never meditate on it. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. We are supposed, this is the commandment of the Lord Jesus Himself to His apostles. He said, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Amen. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Oh, yes. You say you have God, you will certainly display love. That's why I say that what has the death of Valentine benefited you? How? But through the blood of Jesus Christ, something is deposited in my heart. Brotherly love is demonstrated, deposited in my heart. You can read that scripture up to verse 21. There are three types of love. There is the eros. We know that. There is the philia. We know that. And the agape. What is eros? Eros is the love of passion or sexual love. When you see a woman and as she's passing, brother, your body charges you. You say, Kai, I love that woman. That is the type of love. The love you have for her is you want to take her to bed. That is eros. So when a man stops his sister and says, sister, I love you, you go ask him, which love first?